Soundings Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of The Lake District Murder, written by John Bude, read by Gordon Griffin. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings, Whitley Bay, NE26-2JT. Introduction by Martin Edwards. John Bude was quick to follow up his enjoyable debut mystery novel, The Cornish Coast Murder. In the very same year, 1935, Skeffington also published The Lake District Murder. The titles of his first two books indicate that Bude had hit on the idea of setting stories in attractive areas in Britain, in the hope that the background would appeal to readers as well as the murder mystery plots. This is a shrewd marketing ploy, but has no chance of success if the author lacks a genuine feel for the location. Fortunately, Bude not only knew, but clearly loved his Lake District. The story opens one March evening, with a farmer finding a man's body in a car outside the Derwent garage on an isolated road in the Northern Lakes. The macabre discovery is reported to Inspector Meredith, and at first glance, the evidence at the crime scene suggests that Jack Clayton has committed suicide. The seasoned mystery fan does not, of course, need to rely on the giveaway clue in the book's title to realise that all is not what it seems. It soon emerges that Clayton had no reason to do away with himself. He had been in good spirits and was engaged to be married to an attractive and likeable young woman called Lily Reed. When Meredith discovers that Clayton was planning to move abroad, and that he had much more money in his bank account than would be generated by a half-share in the profits of a wayside garage, the plot begins to thicken. But if Clayton has been murdered, what could be the motive? In his first novel, Bude had counterpointed the police investigation with some amateur sleuthing. But here the focus is from start to finish on Meredith's patient and relentless quest to uncover the truth. Whatever faults may be attributed to the British police force by the American or continental critics, a lack of thoroughness is not one of them. The emphasis is not on who done it, but on how to prove it. Today, because of the phenomenal success of Agatha Christie, there is a widespread assumption that 30s detective fiction was invariably set in country houses or picturesque villages.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?